The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's International Tuba Day, Tony. Are you even a fan of the tuba?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Yes, I can't stop watching YouTuba.
I'm sure. Drum roll, please.
I thought that was funny.
Tuna.
I didn't write it.
If it was about Bill Parcells. Tuba, tuna.
I don't actually watch YouTube. I don't get that on my television set. Maybe you do.
No, you don't.
But I don't get it.
No, I don't either.
So I couldn't watch the Nats yesterday because they were on YouTube and I didn't know how to access it. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Nets are slumping. Albert Pujols wants to play every day. And DK Metcalf has a big doubter. But we begin today with the Los Angeles Lakers. They lost last night to the Clippers and Anthony Davis got hurt yet again. They play at Portland tonight with sixth place on the line. Kyle Kuzma of the Lakers said of tonight's game, quote, "I think we've just got to win the game for real," unquote. Wilbon, do you see this as a must-win for the Lakers?
No, Tony. I think we're past the point now of must-wins for the Lakers until we get in the playoffs, and they will be in the playoffs, you know, we think, or at least the postseason. How about I say it that way? But Tom, must win. Look, I don't see them winning in Portland on the first night that franchise is allowed to have fans back. I believe the last NBA franchise that will be allowed by Oregon rule to have fans. They're going to be so hyped there. It's one of the great home court advantages in the league anyway, Tone. And so with Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum and those guys playing well, and they need this too, I don't see the Lakers winning the game. And so we're not going to say just every day, is it a must win? The must win is going to come when they're the 7, you know, and they're presumably playing the 8. I don't think they'll drop to 8. So, no, I wouldn't call this a must win. I guess we're playing a semantics game. I don't see it that way.
I wouldn't call it a must win either because I'm looking ahead on the schedule. The winner tonight, I believe, gets 2 games up. But if you look at the 5 remaining games that Portland has the Spurs, Houston, but then they have at the Jazz, at Phoenix, and Denver. That's brutal. Those three are brutal. Whereas the
hard.
Lakers have the Suns, the Knicks, Houston, at Indiana, at New Orleans. That's far easier to me. So you could make up a couple of games. I think the Lakers are going to be in a play-in. I do. And I think they can win the play-in as long as Davis is healthy and LeBron is healthy. And I think that they can go and play either Phoenix or Utah and win that because those teams do not have particular playoff experience. Phoenix has none, and Utah doesn't win most of the time. I want to go to something else, though, and that's Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis, my friends in L.A. and probably your friends in L.A. as well are saying, what's the deal with this guy? He's hurt all the time. Bill Plaschke killed him today. Killed him in the L.A. Times. He said it seems that he thinks his job is done after last year's ring, and he wrote this line, Davis ate the canvas. My God, that killed him. Yeah. That just said he was knocked out with his face down. Is it that bad?
I don't want to go that far, Tony. Look, in L.A., where you know how fanatical they are about every single Laker development, that's a large part of the sentiment, Tony. But I heard somebody who's a lot calmer about this and rational, but yet can see it and be critical. Richard Jefferson said yesterday, listen, if you're a top 5 player in this league, there's no waiting for Bron. You can lead this team the rest of the regular season and in the play-in, and you got to be a bigger part of this. It's not just about waiting for LeBron. And I thought that that was the perfect note and just rational on every level that Richard Jefferson is saying, no, we don't have to go crazy and expect you to win the NBA Finals by yourself, but if you're a top 5 guy, then you've got to be in this space every game from now on. But Tone, the first thing he has to be is healthy. And he can't stay healthy. This is what you said Phoenix and Utah. The Lakers can't beat Phoenix or Utah without health. And they don't have health. And they're not just going to get it by snapping their fingers. I don't see them beating any one of them. They're not going to beat Portland tonight. That's, of course, without both of them. Over in the East, meanwhile, Tony, The Nets have lost four straight. Last night to the Mavs. It's the first time all season Brooklyn has lost four in a row, and it leaves them just a half game from falling into third place in the East. Head coach Steve Nash likened this stretch against playoff-bound teams to a dress rehearsal and added, quote, it was good for us, close quote. Tone, do you see this losing streak as being good for the Nets?
Of course not. No. You can lose four in December. You can lose four in February when you have time to assess what went wrong, to analyze how come this happened, to integrate positive things into your team and then build into something. This is the worst time of all to lose four in a row. And let's understand something. They've lost, their record when Kyrie Irving is on the court with Kevin Durant, not James Harden. Their record is 7-9. That stinks, 7-9. These two guys were the superstars that were going to deliver a championship by themselves. They were the spine of a super team. Harden is an add-on. He's an add-on. How is it possible that Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant together on the floor with other players are 7-9?
The league is really good now, Tony. I said all year there only been three or four doormats. They're more good teams, not great teams, not teams at the top, not all-time teams, but they're more good teams, competitive teams with balance who can challenge you than I have ever seen in all my life following the league. And so just because you have talent, let me tell you, I think the problem with Brooklyn, there's a lot of presumption going on out there. And I don't mean from Steve Nash, who would never presume. He's too smart for that. He's lost too many times where his team might have been favored to hear any of that nonsense. But the Nets seem to think, and Harden sort of was a window into this last night in an interview he did, I hear the sound from this, and it's like, you know, we got talent. We'll be fine. Okay. All right. Let's see. Make that bet. Because you better have talent and some health. I think they'll have chemistry. I think they do have chemistry. That's not the issue. Some reps. You better have played because these other teams aren't rolling over, Tony. So I think right. I think the Nets, I listen to them, and I'm like, what are they presuming, and why are they presuming anything in May?
So Kyrie Irving had 45 points last night. Is that right?
Yeah.
45
yeah.
And only one turnover? And yet he was minus four when he was out on the court? How is that possible? Did he not guard anybody? Let me tell you this, Mike. In the opening days and week of the playoffs, the focus is going to be on two teams, the Lakers and the Nets.
That's
and
right.
And if either of them loses early, it's going to have devastating consequences. And the Lakers need LeBron, and the Nets need Harden. We move on.
They do.
The other day on this show, we talked about the possibility of Seattle wide receiver DK Metcalf making the Olympic team as a sprinter. One of the people we referenced was gold medal hurdler Ronaldo Nehemiah, who later played for the 49ers. Well, someone from The Athletic texted Nehemiah, then chatted with him about Metcalf's chance to run in the Olympics. Nehemiah said, this is a direct quote, with all respect to DK, in two words, no chance. It's noble. It's newsworthy. I just hope he doesn't totally embarrass himself, unquote. Boom, I add parenthetically. Wilbon, what do you think of Metcalf's chances now?
Tony, I was giving him a sprinter's chance a couple of days ago, but I am, of course, influenced by Ronaldo Nehemiah, who has better credentials to speak to this than anybody on earth. Okay, he and Bob Hayes. I mean, it's just a short list that you
That's
would
right.
go to
That's
and
right.
say, what do these guys think? Because they're the experts. Ronaldo Nehemiah, you and I both know this from interviewing him a million times as sports writers, and I've been friends with Ronaldo, a family friend now, for years. He knows more about this. He can break this down. Did you hear the breakdown? How can you listen to Ronaldo Nehemiah's breakdown of this and think anything other than, yeah, I'm going with him?
Okay, so here are his credentials. One, he has an Olympic gold medal running. And two, he caught passes from Joe Montana.
Hurdler.
So
hurdler,
we think he knows what he's talking
hurdler. About. Right.
Right.
Best hurdler
now,
ever.
Now, I'm thinking maybe it's almost cruel to hear what he said, how dismissive he was of Metcalf. And I'm thinking maybe if Metcalf, he's wearing track shoes, he's coming out of the blocks, maybe he'll do better. But what Nehemiah talks about all the time, he says a true sprinter is going to leave this guy in the dust. He said he'd be very impressed. Nehemiah said he'd be very impressed if Metcalf ran a 10.3 or under a 10.3. But 10.05 automatically qualifies you for the trials. The most devastating thing to me, Mike, was when Nehemiah said, having watched the way Metcalf ran down Buda Baker, that we thought was the greatest thing we had ever seen all season long. The single greatest thing. And he said a true sprinter would have been 10 yards ahead of Baker and waiting for him. And waiting for him. So I don't, I'm rooting for Metcalf more than ever, but I think I'm stupid. I guess it's not going to happen, because how do you
I'm
go against Nehemiah?
I'm rooting for him too. In 2017, I went as a spectator with my family to the World Track and Field Championships in London on the stadium that 5 years ago had been the Olympic, you know, track and field venue. And I got to sit and listen to Ronaldo Nehemiah in real time on real events. And let me just say, when you sit there and listen, you go, oh, my God, my head is opened up to this, because I'm listening to one of the experts, one of the great experts on this ever. And now you add the football piece, which only a couple of people have done. I'm rooting for Metcalf, but I'm not about to doubt a word that Ronaldo said, having read and listened to that. Not a word.
Let's take a break. But coming up, Albert Pujols wants to play every day. Will he find a new home?
And Phil Mickelson raised a lot of hopes after his terrific first round. How'd he follow up today, though?
It's the words true sprinter. You know, when you hear true sprinter, you go, ooh. But again, I am rooting like crazy for Metcalf.
Me too. I'm rooting for him, but, you know, people don't even know how great Ronaldo was anymore, because they don't follow track and field like they should. They have no idea.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Stay restless with the icon that does the same.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
And welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where we put the ESP into ESPN. Hark, I sense the first call.
Hi, fellas. I want to know if you see Albert Pujols getting a job as an everyday player.
He wants to play first all the time. So let's look at what's available. For nostalgic reasons, you could go to the Cardinals, where he had his great success. But they've got Paul Goldschmidt at first base. Or you could reunite with Tony La Russa, who managed him in that great success with the Chicago White Sox. They got Jose Abreu, the reigning MVP in the American League, at first base. Now there's a report he could go to Cincinnati because Joey Votto is hurt. I think it's going to be hard for him at 41 to get a long-term situation playing every day. It's a power position. His power is good, but his on-base is not good at all.
Tony, there's no long-term situation at 41 years old in sports, except retirement.
Brady.
Unless you're Brady, at 43, and that's not long-term, okay? 41 to 43. So, no, Albert Pujols, I mean, I guess somebody could sign him, you know, ceremoniously. The Reds could sign him because you got the Votto situation, and they could just do it to annoy their rival, the Cardinals, in the same division. So, Tone, it's hard to see it happening. He's going to the Hall of Fame. That's his next long-term
that's
reference.
Right.
Hall that's right. of Famer.
Next.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Tony. I wonder if you see Phil Mickelson ever winning another PGA Tour event.
So we bring this up because he shot 7-under-64 yesterday at the Wells Fargo, where he is great, by the way, traditionally. Yeah. 16 made cuts, 10 top 10s, 8 top 5s. But he took a step backwards today. He was even through 10, and he bogeyed 11, he bogeyed 15, and he doubled 17. I think he was in 10th place when his round ended. Look, I don't see him winning a PGA Tour event. He's only won two since 2000, 13. I think maybe he could sneak the Masters. I don't think he's a four-day guy anymore, except in the majors. So I'm going to say no. Much as I love him, no.
Yeah, I want to see it, Tony. I want to. But I look in that crystal ball, and it's hard to. Look, by the way, if people haven't noticed, Phil's looks to me to be in the best shape. I mean, he's lost weight. He's changed his body.
Yep.
He looks great. And I'm sure all this helps him. We just had a Father Time story. I mean, Phil is now 50. That's 9 years older than Albert Pujols. So power numbers are not helped in any sport when you get to that point. That's why there's a Champions Tour so you can go out and see the great champions like Phil. I want to see it, but I don't think we're going to see it.
The phone lines are now closed. They're now a future. I see us discussing the possibility of Wilbon's Chicago Bears leaving Soldier Field. Oh,
no.
I faint.
No.
I faint.
You don't. You don't see the possibility.
I faint.
I don't see it. Nobody sees it. Only a fool would see it. And could Shohei Ohtani win the home run title? We got a lot of things in the show today where the answer is no. A lot of things in the show today.
I have the vapors.
Lakers.
I faint.
No. Bears moving. No. Ohtani hitting, becoming Babe Ruth. No. Phil, probably not.
Next on SportsCenter, tracking Anthony Davis's status for tonight's crucial matchup with the Lakers play-in pressure rising, plus the potential timeline for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' standoff to reach a resolution, and what already stands out about Zach Wilson as the Jets open rookie minicamp today. SportsCenter, including Tony and Mike returning for PTI's bonus topic, is next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Toyota. Let's go places.
Happy time, people. Happy 37th birthday, Alex Smith. Smith's story may be the most amazing comeback in NFL history. When he broke his leg, it was so severe and then became infected, and there was talk he might lose his leg. Then there was talk he might never walk again, and there was no thought Smith would ever play football again. But there he was on the field last season. Washington was 5-1 in the game Smith started and made the playoffs. Washington released Smith after the season and after Smith accused them of patronizing him. I thought he'd end up in Jacksonville, reunited with his college coach Urban Meyer and tutoring Trevor Lawrence. But Smith retired, ending a most interesting career. He was the number one overall draft pick out of Utah. He played well for the 49ers, but yielded to Colin Kaepernick. He played well for the Chiefs, but yielded to Patrick Mahomes. And he played well for Washington and yielded to good sense.
Yeah, Tony, I don't think it's too strong to say that Alex Smith wound up being, through circumstances he would rather not have had come about, heroic. I don't know, maybe you think that word is too strong, but I don't. I think he's heroic for what he did at the end of his career.
I agree with that. Heroic is a perfect word. Happy anniversary, Denver Nuggets. On this day 27 years ago, the 8th-seeded Nuggets eliminated the top-seeded Seattle Supersonics by winning the final three games of their playoff series. It was the first time an 8-1 in the best of five format. The most memorable sight was Dikembe Mutombo, who had 8 blocks in that game, falling to the court, clutching the game ball with tears of joy in his eyes after the final rebound. I like 3 out of 5. I liked 2 out of 3 before that, but the NBA will never go back to that. My point is the NBA is now instituting the play-in tournament with 3 single elimination games. Fans will love this even if LeBron doesn't. I would love it if the NBA reinstated best of 5 in the first round in the main draw. Best of 7 is too predictable.
Tony, maybe the greatest day in NBA history for anniversaries. For one, you got Reggie Miller in the Garden. You were there for that. Jordan over Elo, yep. And maybe the greatest rant of all time, Allen Iverson. Practice? We're talking about practice?
Happy trails to Soldier Field for the Bears. The mayor of Arlington Heights, Illinois, says the Bears are seriously considering moving out there and building a new stadium on the site of Arlington Park Racetrack, some 30 miles from Chicago. The Bears have played at Soldier Field for the last 50 years, and the team's lease there has 13 years to go. There's talk that the Bears are hoping for some renovations at Soldier Field and maybe using a possible move to Arlington Heights as leverage. Well, but I think if your Bears move 30 miles out into the state, they ought to rename themselves the Illinois Bears, like the New England Patriots. Is this move for real?
What's the Washington football team called? They're called the Washington football team. They play in Maryland. No, it's not for real. I know the mayor, not of Arlington, okay, but of Chicago. The Bears are going nowhere. And anybody who would leave an iconic location, the most iconic location of any football stadium in America, to go one street west away from Lake Michigan is a moron and an idiot. And the city will not let that happen. This is being done for leverage. This is smart on the behalf of the McCaskey family. They need $1 billion+ of renovation, not just to put some more, you know, concession stands in. The Bears belong in Soldier Field in Chicago. I don't want to hear any more about this. Don't ever bring this up to me again.
We want to mark the retirement of Thomas Boswell after a 52-year career as a sports writer for the Washington Post. He was our colleague and he is our friend. We were with him in press boxes at the World Series, at the Super Bowl, at basketball and hockey playoffs, at golf championships, at Olympics. Nobody ever wrote baseball better than Boz or loved baseball more than Boz. He is gifted and erudite. John Thompson once said of him, Tommy Boswell writes for the heavens. We wish him the greatest of luck in whatever he does next.
We do, Tony, and some of those pictures are freaking me out. But how about somebody as with the stature of John Thompson saying that you write for the heavens? Has any sports writer gotten a better compliment than that from another iconic sports figure? By the way, sitting next to both of you for Cal Ripken's record-breaking game of Lou Gehrig and actually getting a foul ball that, like, bounced off of me into my lap, that's one of the highlights of my life. Boz, to watch baseball with you was heavenly.
One correction, Ronaldo Nehemiah won gold at the Pan Am Games and the World Championships, but the 1980 Olympic boycott cost him most likely an Olympic gold.
Did.
In this omission, Zion Williamson has a broken left ring finger out indefinitely. Very quick
get
to
done.
The big finish if we
Let's
could.
Let's do it.
Luka Doncic says he's been complaining too much. Do you agree?
He got 15 technical fouls. He's went away from a problem. Yes, I agree. Shohei Ohtani hit his 10th home run to tie for the Major League League. Could he lead the majors in home runs?
If he does, he is Babe Ruth. He is Babe Ruth. The Blazers say they're open to fan part ownership of Man U. Are you surprised by that?
No, the fans are threatening to run them out. And unlike in Tampa, they can do that apparently when it comes to these soccer leagues. And no, I'm not surprised. Nats and Yanks for a 3-game set. Whoa, you feeling confident, big boy?
No, not after losing 3-2 Atlanta. No, I'm not. Last one, my son's at your Knicks tonight. He got...
The Suns got blowed out in their last game. They're not feeling that. They haven't lost 2 straight, maybe once in the past 3 months. Suns win at home.
My Knicks and your Suns. I said it wrong. I'm an idiot. We're out of time. We're trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.